Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let me just repeat that. Only about half of the 3- and 4-year-olds in America are enrolled in early childhood education. But we continue to make progress. Progress.
Ooh, double it. Double everything. Double ice cream, double napkins.
I'm a capitalist. I think these people should be able to go out and make a lot of money.
Put a sock in it, mushmouth.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Biden Justice Department looks at terrorists who are murdering police officers and firebombing cities and says, we don't know if they're bad guys, but they look at moms at a PTA meeting and they say, yep, that is the threat in life. It's nuts.
They are serious. They want to silence us and shut us down. The only thing to do is have a mass exodus from the public school system. That's it.
That's it. Well, we're leaving, kids.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're coming up to the weekend, and every Friday between now and November 17th, we're going to remind you in Massachusetts that you can get out to various locations throughout the state and sign the initiative petitions to put a couple of referendum questions on the ballot for November 2022. One of them is to require voter ID to cast a ballot in Massachusetts, and the other one is to stop Charlie Baker's TCI gas tax, which could, if the worst forecasts come true, increase the gasoline tax in Massachusetts from 24 cents a gallon to 62 cents a gallon. That's according to a Tufts University study. And at the very least, they admit that it will raise gas taxes 5 to 9 cents immediately if they get it through. Charlie Parker is the only governor who's still pushing this crackpot scheme. All the other governors, including some big crackpots, including Phil Murphy of New Jersey and Ralph Northam in Virginia, they've all backed off this thing. It's so horrible, so devastating potentially to the economy of any state that pushes this through. They want to stop global warming. Even though Massachusetts is 3% of the population of the United States, which is 5% of the world's population, I don't know how making gas prohibitively expensive in Massachusetts is going to save the planet, but that's what they say. But anyway, if you want to learn where to go to sign the petitions to put the question on the ballot to require voter identification at the polls, you can go to massvoterid.com, massvoterid.com. And they'll tell you where you can sign the petitions. There's various events this week. I think there's a Discovery Day in Lexington. There's a Yarmouth Seafood Festival. There's a I think the Topsfield Fair is continuing. I think it is anyway. And the other website to go to find out where to stop Charlie Parker's gasoline tax is stoptcitax.com, stoptcitax.com. And one of the leaders of the campaign to stoptcitax.com, Charlie Parker's gas tax, is Cecilia Calabrese, and she's a city councilor from Agawam. And we just wanted to have her on to talk about how the campaign's going. Cecilia, thanks for being with us here again on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Howie, and I apologize if there's background noise. I'm at a family function, and I'm trying to find a quiet spot to talk with you and your listeners today. But just real quick, I wanted to let people know about some specific opportunities to sign this Stop TCI Tax petition.
Yes.
And on Saturday in Western Massachusetts, we have two locations going on. At the Big Y in Chicopee from 10 to 3, and also on the steps of City Hall in Springfield. There's a family freedom rally, and we're going to have folks out there collecting signatures from 12 to 3.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because I haven't seen too many Western Mass locations the last couple of weeks, and I was wondering about that.
Ooh, Yeah, let me tell you something. We have a wonderful organizer out there named Dan Alley, and he has been working the big Y's in Westfield. There's two out there. And what we've managed to do is to sort of piggyback the voter ID and the Stop PCI PAC petition. So we're kind of getting a double bang for the buck for people being out there. So, yeah, we're actually working Westfield pretty hard. We're going to be gearing things up in Agawam in the next couple of weeks as well. Other locations across the Commonwealth, we've got the Walmart in Bellingham on Sunday from 10 to 4. The Price Chopper in Gardner are going to have folks out there on Sunday and Monday. The Cabela's in Hudson on Saturday and Sunday. Down in Hyannis, specifically Cape Gunworks and BJ's on Saturday. A slew of market baskets.
Right, all over the place. Not every market basket, but a lot of market baskets. Yep. That's why you just go to stoptcitax.com. And I'm glad you're going to have some of these places covered on Monday, too, because a lot of people have the day off, so they can get out
exactly.
And get there.
And, there's a replaying at the Columbus Park in Boston on Monday, and I just need to confirm that we're going to be having somebody at that event, but I'm sure that... that we'll probably have folks there with petitions. And, we also have a Facebook page where we'll have locations listed if anybody wants to volunteer or donate. Right now, the big push is to get the signatures so that we get the questions on the ballot. And once that happens, then we kind of move into phase two where we educate the voters.
Yeah, it's I know it's kind of early and people are just, holding the petitions now and just taking them out from weekend to weekend, but how does it look? I mean, I guess you always need more volunteers, but
need more volunteers. People are lining up to sign these things. They are lining up. We're going out. We have a very specific method there. We set out a table. We're actually working three petitions, but the one that I'm focusing on right now is the Stop PCI PAC. And very few people will say, oh, no, I think that's a great idea. I have actually had those people come up to me and say, no, I like the idea of an additional tax, in which case, well, we'll work on them once we get the question on the ballot. It's being very well received. We don't have any rough numbers yet. We don't really want to release numbers anyway at this point in time, but they're very popular with the
okay, and so if people if people can't get out or aren't near any of these market baskets or Big Y's or any of the festivals that are going on this weekend, they mm-hmm. can download their own petitions from
absolutely.
From your website. But it's complicated
yes.
though. So explain to them so they don't make a mistake, because there's no need in wasting your time and everybody else's time
right.
with it.
Right,
yeah,
right. It has to be front and back. It's no longer that long legal size. It's a regular letter size paper. And what's important is you have to fill in the name of the town where you are, and it's indicated, the name of the community, and it must be in black ink. Don't use blue. Don't use any other color. We recommend that people print their name and then their address so that it's legible, because we don't want to have anyone say, oh, we don't know who this is. We can't identify the signature. So we want to make sure that it's printed, it's legible. What they do is, if they want to go ahead and bring that to their city or town clerk, the city or town clerk will validate it, and then they can contact any one of our volunteers. We can come and pick that up, because that paper has to go into the Secretary of State's office, and we don't want to have people mess with that. We'll take care of that for you.
Okay, and at a lot of these locations where you can sign the petition to stop the TCI tax, you can also sign the petition to stop mass voter require voter ID at the polling places.
Yes.
So again, let me give it to you one more time, and we've already tweeted out the addresses with links up to them. But massvoterid.com. And stoptcitax.com, and they're pretty much
very
all
good.
Over the. They're all over the state. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's too many in Berkshire County, but I don't know how many you'd get in Berkshire County anyway at this point.
I'm kind of hammering on Hampden County. It's my home county. We have other issues that are going on in our county, so I'm really trying to get visible out here. to get people engaged in talks. We have other issues besides these referendum questions, but like I say, it's being really well received here in Western Massachusetts, and my understanding is across the Commonwealth.
Yeah, I can't see, if every other state in the Northeast, as far south as Virginia, has realized the folly of this, I don't understand how we can allow this to go through in Massachusetts. It's insanity. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And you know, the end game is to outlaw gasoline-powered vehicles altogether. They're making that move in Mass in New York State, and interestingly enough, I read an article a couple of days ago that specifically mentioned, oh, Massachusetts is going to be going down this road as well. I'm like, oh, no, we're not. We need to stop this nonsense.
No, we don't want to go back to Fred Flintstone vehicles.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Well, listen, thank you, Cecilia Calabrese, city councilor from Agawam. And again, the two web addresses to find out where you can sign these petitions to require voter ID at the polls and to stop Charlie Parker's gas tax highway robbery, massvoterid.com and stoptcitax.com. Thank you, Cecilia. Eden Pure is extending the BOGO offer for an extra week. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home to help you start breathing better. And there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars every year. We just got one delivered to our place in Florida here yesterday, and it's already plugged in. It smells, it's got the place smelling even better than normal. Find out what you've been missing. Get a thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right, buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had a couple of weeks ago in our office in Boston. Tobacco and basement smells are gone in no time with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 10th at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Heirloom Soup Beans. This year, nothing's going to say Merry Christmas like a gourmet heirloom soup bean gift box from Powerful Living. 10 beautiful gourmet heirloom varieties that will bring a taste of sanity back to a world gone mad. Go to heirloomsoupbeans.com to learn more. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of the two holdout Democrat senators do you like better? Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin?
Kyrsten Sinema, and the more I think about her not returning Joe Biden's phone calls, or do we know they were telephone calls or were they television calls?
They could have been television calls.
And they could have been telegraph calls.
They could have been record players.
Or the Pony Express.
54% say Kyrsten Sinema.
All right. Okay, we're going to do something that we're going to do a sort of lighter thing at the lighter. It's not that light, but we'll do something different at 6:30. But I do want to play the Hoss Cartwright stories. You know who Hoss Cartwright was? He was the big fat guy, bulky guy on Bonanza.
Dan Blocker.
He was from Texas. He died young. He was a liberal Democrat. He was thinking of running for office in Texas, but he got sick and he died. But anyway, I just heard bits and pieces of this story, but it involves Hoss Cartwright and the big guy. This is Joe Biden talking about the big guy, believe it or not. Okay, this is part one of today's story from his appearance at some kind of monuments conference. Cut 34.
The senator from Alaska, I was with him after the oil spill on the North Slope. And we stopped in the Tongass Forest, and he sat me at a table in this magnificent restaurant in the middle of the Tongass Forest, which has tree trunks as big as those trees holding up the whole building. It's magnificent. And he sat me with what I kid and call Hoss Cartwright and his family. Four big guys, really big, big guys. And they had a lumber company that they were foresting in the area. And they wanted me to support paying for roads into the national forest so they could forest.
A lumber company that they were foresting. It's an interesting choice of words. So Hoss Cartwright and the big guys were there talking with Joe Biden about their lumber company that was foresting in the area. Let's continue with the story.
And we started the conversation, and to make a long story short, when I made it clear I wasn't going to do that, a father turned to his son, who looked like that program at Hoss Cart, big fella. And he said, I'll bet, I won't use the exact language. He turned to me, I'm across the table. And he's got he and three of his sons. And he said, I'll bet this so-and-so, referring to me in an expletive deleted, doesn't realize he's closer to Lexington, Kentucky today than he was when he just flew off the North Slope. And it made the point to me. Alaska's pretty big. There's an awful lot we need to protect.
What? I thought he was in Alaska.
He was.
But he was closer to Lexington, Kentucky?
Right.
What am I missing?
I don't know. What is he missing? He also didn't remember the name of the show.
Bonanza.
Bonanza. And
Bonanza was the biggest show on TV. It was the first big color show on NBC, and the Peacock would come out and all that.
And he referred to the biggest of the big guy and his three sons as Hoss Cartwright. Hoss Cartwright was one of the sons. Ben Cartwright was the father.
Right.
Lorne Greene.
Right. And Michael Landon was the kid, and who later went on to star in the show that Dean Martin called Little House Behind the Prairie.
The House Behind the Prairie, yeah.
And Pernell Roberts. He was the oldest son. And they had a Chinese cook known as Hop Sing, who I believe was in his earlier acting career had been one of Charlie Chan's sons, maybe the number one son. It was kind of a crappy show in retrospect.
A lot of rumors about the sons and the father too.
Really?
Oh yes. Yeah. Four guys all alone on a big ranch, not one of them had a girlfriend. Come on.
Yeah. Well, they had this show. It was in color, but it was 90% shot in on these sound stages.
We finally struck Bonanza. With a gun and a rope and a hat full of hope, we planted our family tree.
If anyone's got a fight with him, he's got a fight with me. Bonanza. Okay, yeah. Hoss Cartwright on that show. That show. Big guys. Big guys. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. When we come back, let's talk about what have you not been able to buy that you wanted to buy. It could be anything. Could be could be something at the supermarket. Could be something at the hardware store, the auto parts store. There's so many things that you can't get right now. Thank you, Joe Biden, once again, for your marvelous stewardship of the economy.
Let me just repeat that. Today's report.
Okay, let's have another cut 36.
That's why I'm working to protect Bristol Bay from mining operations that would threaten one of the world's largest salmon runs.
Cut 37.
Thank you all for your support. Thank you. Come on, guys.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We still have some cheap bastard deals out there. If you want to go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on store. Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, Mass., the largest amusement center anywhere. It's a great, great place. And they got all kinds of great amusements for the kids, the grandkids, whatever. Good Christmas gift. Get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. Just $25. Go to HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. We got my books, Rifleman, Kennedy Babylon, Ratman, all the books, all kinds of stuff. 844-500-4242. What have you tried to buy lately that you couldn't buy, that the store was just sold out, any store was just sold out? And this is pretty much across the board. There are all kinds of shortages of everything. Taylor, when you were at the supermarket the other night, did you not find something that you wanted to buy?
I was only going for half and half, so I bought that pretty easily. But that woman there was still looking for her ring dings and her hostesses, right. her Yoo-hoo cupcakes or whatever they are.
Yeah. And I told you, one of the guys in my building was going to Costco to get some, just to stock up on everything, which is what you do at Costco. And he couldn't get any Coke or Diet Coke, believe it or not. My assistant down here in Florida, he's on a men's baseball team. And they ordered shirts. And that was 2 months ago. They haven't been able to find them. I know a guy who works at a radio station that has one of the broadcast rights to one of the NFL franchise. And so they wanted to get stuff, you know, to give away to their advertisers, and especially when they come to the games, because they have a box. So they ordered the koozies, the keychains, the foam fingers, nothing. They're four games into the season now, and nothing is available. Thank you, Joe. Who knows where any of this stuff is? I mean, I don't think there's a shortage of goods. I mean, you know, it's not Paul Ehrlich time, the population bomb. You know, as much as the greenies would like it to be that problem. It's just that, you know, nothing can get delivered. And in many cases, nothing can get made because you can't get anyone to work in a factory. Blanche, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Blanche.
Hi, Howie. I'm working the line on Cape Cod in a restaurant. A lot of stuff we can't get anyway, but right now, people can't handle waitress. We have one waitress. I'm the only cook, and you are the only thing that's gotten me through this summer. I just got to say thank you so much.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Thanks for saying that. You know, I know there's a lot of, you know, I noticed that when I was down on the Cape in the summer. You know, we went across the Cape one Monday night. And, you know, I know some restaurants are closed on Mondays during the summer on the Cape because that's the slowest day. But at least two-thirds of the restaurants were closed because there's no help. I saw a story today. I was looking around. It was on one of the papers in the Merrimack Valley. And I guess it's Draycott, you know, which is right up there on the New Hampshire line. I guess the reason they had the story is because the school department had been sending out letters or emails to the parents saying, you know, we wish we had more different types of food to serve your kids, but they said they couldn't get chicken nuggets and sporks. I don't even know. What is a spork, by the way? Do you know?
You don't know what a spork is?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
It's a combination spoon and a fork.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, have you never been to Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, I'm not a Kentucky Fried Chicken guy. No.
Pretty much where the spork originated.
Okay. Well, Draycott doesn't have sporks anymore. They can't find sporks. 603 says, no toilet paper at the Nashua Costco yesterday. Deja vu all over again. 844-500-4242. Jake, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
So I got a couple things I've had troubles with. I'll just keep it to one for time. So for the past 6 years, I'm an equipment operator at a power plant. I run a bulldozer and work boots are very important for us. We get an allowance from work, like $150 towards our boots. you have to use it by a certain time. Well, for the past 6 years, I've been buying I only buy all American made boots. I've been buying Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R boots. And I called to buy, to order my boots, because online, every single work boot in every size was set out of stock. So I called and said, hey, I need to get my boots. You know, they're $279. They're not a small purchase. I said, I need to get my boots. And I was wondering, what's up if your website's screwed up? And they said, no, we're having supply chain issues. They said, what style and size do you want? I told them. They said, well, we're looking at 6 to 10 weeks until we can even stock them, but it's likely going to be longer than that. Is it okay if you wait? I'm like, no, I don't have time. So now I got to find another American-made pair of boots.
That's you know, that sounds like they used to. Those are the stories they used to tell about the Soviet Union. I'm walking around with holes in my shoes because I can't buy any boots. Right? I mean, we're turning into the Soviet Union. This is ridiculous.
I was just rereading actually 1984, and it reminded me of a couple of passages in that where they say, oh, our boot quota was filled this month over 94%, but not a single pair of boots had been made. It's like, what the hell is this dystopian mess?
It's really sad. I told you yesterday, I walked in, I needed a new cell phone because mine, it was still operating, but I had to, the only way I could listen to anyone else was put on the speaker. It's a pain. So I went in and I said, just give me a replacement for this. And they said, oh, you'll have to wait 2 weeks. And this is like the most basic type of cell phone there is, I think. But so I had to go one size down. It didn't bother me that much. But again, I just thought to myself, thank you, Joe Biden. You know, when Donald Trump was president, I never had to worry about, having to wait for cell phones. You didn't have to worry about getting boots. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Jake. Again, the $279 boots, you'd think they'd be able to get workers into a factory to make, top-of-the-line boots like that. Let's see. No vinegar at Hannaford or Shaw's on the coast of New Hampshire for 3 weeks now. Vinegar? Isn't short supply? 844-500-4603. By next spring, we will look jealously at the old Soviet Union. Howie, I work for a big golf ball maker. We need to hire another 100 people, but supply chain issue has us cutting hours and laying people off. Let's see. Shortage of baggers at grocery store today, says 978. Look like office staff was pitching in. Gatorade is tough to come by at BJ's and Costco. Yeah, I've seen that Gatorade has been a problem. I mean, that's not a problem for me. Limerick guy says, best thing I've heard yet is that Costco is out of Diet Coke. I saw a story today saying that Diet Coke increases your appetite. So if you're drinking Diet Coke, you're probably going to put on weight because you're going to be hungrier. I think I've gotten away from drinking Diet Coke. I've gotten away from drinking all kinds of colas. I drink the seltzer water or the, something like that, carbonated water rather than Coke. 603, I have three car dealerships I work with, and all three barely have any new cars left on their lots. Lucky if there's 20 cars, they have them all spread out so it looks like they're full, but they're not. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to thank all the Biden voters, because we can't get foam fingers for our baseball game, but we can get plenty of fentanyl down in Texas.
That is a real good point. Foam fingers are in short supply, but not fentanyl. What an excellent observation, Debbie. Yeah.
I know. And I'm from Massachusetts, where not everyone's a moon bat.
Thanks for the call, Debbie. When the guy told me today foam fingers, I never thought about that. Who would ever thought that you'd not be able to get a foam finger if you wanted to? When they play the games at Fenway Park, the playoff games, are they not going to have those foam fingers, those red ones for the Red Sox? 844-500-4242. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
I got a friend of mine who's a truck driver. He drives coast to coast, you know, and he's been doing it for about 12 years. About 12 years. About 2 months ago, I was talking to him on the phone, and he said to me, he says, stop stocking up. And I said, on what? And he goes, on everything. He said, I've been doing this for 12 years, driving coast to coast from the east to the west. He said, and I've never seen this. And this was 2 months ago. He said, I've never seen this. He goes, it's not cost effective. He says, it's absolutely insane. He goes, I'm driving an 18-wheeler from coast to coast, half full. He said, and when we get to the destination to drop off whatever we're hauling, he said, there's nobody there to unload the truck, so sometimes we have to go downtown, you know, wherever the downtown is. He says, and we have to hire people, pay them cash, to come back with us to unload the trucks. He said, because when you get to your destination, there's nobody there to unload them. He says, so we have sat on the lot for a day or two, just camping out in our truck, waiting for people to unload the truck. Now, that was 2 months ago. And I just wanted to make a comment, and then I'll get off the phone here. You know, I hear a lot of conservatives. I'm an arch conservative. People have accused me of being to the right of what Rush Limbaugh used to be, you know. But I gotta tell you this. I think the conservatives are missing a big point here. This is all by design. This is not like ineptitude or incompetence on the part of Biden. This is all by everything you look at, the border out of control, the economy going crazy, the military being, you know, critical race there and stuff. Yeah. This is all by design. It's not incompetence. It's a calculated effort to destroy this country, you know?
I don't know what the end game is, though, Ray. They and their kids have to live in this country just like us deplorables. So, I mean, I don't see what the upside is. Maybe I'm just I can't see the sinister larger picture, but I can. Thanks for the call. 978, my husband only drinks Miller High Life in the bottles. Can't find it anywhere. That may be because of sales, though. Is Miller High Life still selling like it used to, the champagne of bottled beer? Tell the caller, Thorogood Boots, also Red Wings. The deli at our local grocery store said it will be months before they can get any smoked turkey. I asked why. They said their supplier can't get any for the foreseeable future. Here's 508, juice boxes for kids' school lunches, all out everywhere. 339, I wanted a couch. I could have the color in stock within a few days. Special order colors, maybe by May 2022. And another 508, welcome to the USSA. USSA. 619, I ordered plaid skirts in July because my kids go to Catholic school. Got the first one yesterday. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. I've got full lines here, people. I know this is a problem. I mean, no matter what you you know, we're all used to just buying what we want. We live in America, but now Joe Biden is president, and it's, you know, I mean, they could run the same segment at the Radio Moscow talk show if they were allowed to back in the day. Everybody's saying this might be the year to actually get some of your Christmas gifts. I do know of one gift that you ought to buy right now. So why do I love this particular gift? First, it's hard to find a gift that everyone doesn't already have, right? And I'll bet this one, I'll bet, is something that nobody has. You definitely can't get this at a big box store or even on the internet, which is why I'm really excited to give my listeners an early heads up on this one. It's an heirloom soup bean Christmas gift box, and it's got 10 different hard-to-find gourmet soup bean varieties, a beautiful soup bean book, and a voucher for their complete gourmet cooking with heirloom gourmet cooking with heirloom soup beans online training courses. Not only do these fresh heirloom soup beans taste simply amazing, they're great for your immune system too. So this year, help stop the insanity outside by giving a gift that'll warm the heart on the inside. One that's healthy, beautiful to look at, and one that I bet no one on your Christmas list has already. Go to heirloomsoupbeans.com. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com to order one of these gorgeous heirloom soup bean gift boxes today. Once again, that's heirloomsoupbeans.com. Supplies are truly limited. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
neither shoulder to cry on.
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
Well, take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Officer Mark says, Howie, I bought a medium meatball sub yesterday for the first time in 6 months. It used to be $6.25. Now it costs $8.95, and the bun is actually smaller. Well, I mentioned that in the Goldco ads, that, you know, a lot of these packages get smaller and smaller. I notice it in things that I buy a lot of, like coffee and ice cream. You know, the packages just keep shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Let's see. Paper filed my federal income tax return in February. Got my direct deposit refund Wednesday. Thanks. Been waiting months for my original Hunter Biden painting. I paid $500,000 for it. Have you, 608, have you seen the signs on 93? Mass Dot needing plows for winter. That'll be fun when they can't find any. Someone else says, we're going Venezuela. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, Howie. Hi. Hey, before I get to my shortage story, I just had to mention that if you have a Florida assistant and you don't know what a spork is, you might be a beautiful person. But anyway.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, Pete.
Oh, sure you did. My shortage is I'm replacing my water heater, and I went into Home Depot and spent 40 minutes rummaging through the hardware section looking for 3/4-inch copper fittings, and not one to be found. And the guy says, we've been out for a while. Fortunately, Lowe's had them, so
we'll
be able to do it this weekend.
God.
Yeah. Venezuela, here we come.
I know, Pete. So where do you suggest I buy my next supply of sporks? I want to send some to the Drake at school system.
That's an excellent question. I have absolutely no idea, but it sounds like KFC, according to Taylor, I guess, would be a good place to start.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Have a good weekend. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, the other day I worked for UPS, get a message. Take care of your two-wheelers and four-wheelers due to supply issues.
Really?
Hey, those things are like gold in our place, too.
You're kidding.
I've seen guys almost getting fist fights, you know, when you don't have a wheel or, you know, sometimes the wheels break and all that
right.
stuff.
Right, no, I could see why you'd have to have one, but I can't imagine you'd ever run out of them.
Well, that was the message
I guess,
the other day.
Wow. That's bad news. Why am I laughing, Mike? That's bad news. Thanks for the call. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. When you run out of two-wheelers, you really are heading down Caracas way. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I'll tell you one thing that there's a shortage of. Obviously, the chips, CD players, the clothes disappearances like on check day are more drastic. But I'll tell you something else weird I've been noticing lately. I'll go into a store to use an ATM, and there'll be like, it looks like four or five people that don't speak English, and each person has like five debit cards that they're running through the machine. I've seen this several times, probably like four or five times.
Yeah, I think we can all speculate on what's going on there. You can just read the press releases from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston or Concord, New Hampshire, or Providence, Rhode Island, or any other damn place in the country. Thanks for the call. All right, we will be back on Columbus Day on Monday, and so tune in. Have a good weekend, everybody. Be sure to sign those petitions if you're in Massachusetts to keep the gas tax down and require voter ID at the precincts. I'm Howie Carr.